USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Mother Nature is winning as winter storms cripple parts of the U.S. Southern California is getting hit with a rare blizzard warning. Travel in the mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties is being highly discouraged. Snow totals could be as deep as 5 feet by tonight. In Michigan, over 500,000 homes and businesses are still without power, and the heat might not come back on until Sunday. A law firm has filed a class action lawsuit against the Norfolk Southern Railroad on behalf of everyone living within 30 miles of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, that exposed the community to highly toxic chemicals. President Biden has ordered the CDC, EPA, and FEMA to go door-to-door to check on families, but he says he does not plan to visit the site of the derailment personally. A group of news organizations are asking House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to share the thousands of hours of security footage from January 6th.
If Tucker Carlson can get it, why not others? Multiple news outlets are requesting access, including NBC News, MSNBC, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. A lawyer representing the outlet said in a statement, "There was no reason for further delaying granting this access." The request comes after Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson said he was given access to over 44,000 hours of video from the Capitol attack. I'm Ryan Daniels.
There are no survivors after a medical plane crashed in northern Nevada last night. It took the lives of a pilot, flight nurse, paramedic, patient, and a patient's family member. The NTSB is among those looking into what happened near Stagecoach, which is southeast of Reno. There has been yet another close call involving airplanes. A plane coming in for a landing at Burbank Airport near Los Angeles nearly collided with another that was still on the runway yesterday. The landing was aborted and nobody on board the planes was injured. It's the latest close call and comes after a near collision last month between FedEx and Southwest Airlines planes in Austin. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A dozen of Democratic state attorney generals are filing suit against the FDA over access to abortion medication. The suit claims that access to the medication mifepristone is unnecessarily limited and restricted, leading to medical care delays for patients. The lawsuit claims the FDA's decision to restrict access has no basis in science. A pair of economic reports are upbeat about the economy.
Consumer sentiment's on the rise again for a third straight month, according to the University of Michigan. February's last reading ended 3% higher compared to January. Over the longer term, though, people still appear concerned about inflation, and the numbers are still about 20 points below the historical average. Meanwhile, in Washington, the Commerce Department reported the biggest jump in consumer spending in 2 years. Those numbers indicate a recession is unlikely. I'm Karen Sloan.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says he'll make a decision by this spring on whether he'll run for president, telling reporters yesterday he would pledge to support the eventual GOP nominee if it's conditional to his participation in the primaries. Pence says he thinks times call for different leadership, referring to his former running mate Donald Trump. It'll be a busy few days for SpaceX. They're planning to launch another batch of Starlink satellites tomorrow afternoon in a mission that's been delayed from earlier this week. Early Monday morning, a Falcon rocket is set to propel four crew members to the International Space Station. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.